Welcome to the Jewish Life Wisdom Podcast. My name is Aaron, and I'm passionate about the little snippets of wisdom we can find in everyday life. Right now, it's Hanukkah, one of my favorite times of year. I'm a big believer that it's important to enjoy every aspect of our Judaism and make every moment enjoyable. So yes, tuck into those donuts and latkes, let all the kids light the menorah, enjoy the moment, and make sure there's a happy vibe in your home. But I want to understand a little deeper, a little more about Hanukkah. So what are we celebrating? Let's do a teeny recap. The Greeks, they took over Jerusalem. They took over, they captured the Holy Temple. And at the very core of the Holy Temple was the menorah that was lit. And there was a sacred, spiritually pure oil that was needed to light the menorah. And the Greeks went and tampered. They broke the seal on all the oils, so there was no oil left to light the menorah. And when the Jewish people were able to recapture the place and light the menorah, they wanted to light the menorah, but there was no spiritually pure oil because all the oil that was in the jugs had been contaminated, the seal had been broken. And they found one small jug of oil, and that oil lasted not only for one night, but it lasted for 8 nights, and we commemorate that miracle. But here's what I want to understand. I don't get the Greeks. If they want to smash all the oil, why didn't they just smash all the oil? Why did they just defile it? Why did they just ensure that the seal was broken? Why didn't they actually just crack open the jars? So I heard a story about a rabbi, a teacher, and he asked his class to make models of the Beit HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple. And the class got involved. They got all the cardboard boxes and they made models of the Holy Temple, exactly how it was. And then he said to them, right, now I want you to compose a song, a nice spiritually uplifting song. And they did that too. And he said to the boys, he said, right guys, he said, now I want you to burn your models of the Beit HaMikdash, of the Holy Temple. So the boys burnt their model of the Holy Temple. And he said, right boys, now I want you to destroy the song you composed. But they couldn't destroy the song. And they're like, how should we destroy the song? How do you destroy a song? And the rabbi said to them, exactly, my students, this is the message I was trying to convey. You see, sticks and stones, physicality can come, physicality can go. But spirituality, the realization of the essence that we have inside, is something that can never be taken away from us. The Greeks didn't seek to destroy the physical side of the Jews. They wanted to contaminate the spirituality. That's why they didn't break the oil. Rather, they defiled it. And that's also why we celebrate the miracle of the oil. You know, in reality, there was a far greater miracle. The fact that we won the war. You know, the Greeks were a mighty army with 4,000 trained soldiers with elephants and who knows what. The equivalent of an amazing military. The Jewish people were a few guerrilla fighters. And we won the war. How did we do that? It was an unbelievable miracle. And why don't we celebrate that more than the oil? We should go out with guns rather than menorahs. And the answer is because the real victory is the realization of our spiritual power. The realization that every Jew has a flame inside. Every Jew has an neshama. We have a spirituality that can never be taken from us. And that message is so cool. We light a menorah in the window and we say to the world, I have a fire. I have a fire inside. I am a flame. I am precious. This Hanukkah, when you look at the menorah, look at the candle, look at the flame, and realize the light inside of yourself. Happy Hanukkah.